the brand from the fire. Pox flinched. Flames roared up from the tiny pile as if it had oil on it. They were bright, brighter than the yellow flames on the other wood. The room came alive in that dancing light.
"It won't last long," said the Quokken, turning to her. "You must name your gods, to yourself, at least, and place your hands in that flame. The heartwood of fire oak for courage, and black wood for resilience and endurance, and yellow wood for steadfast loyalty to good. Quickly!"
Pox could not move for an instant. The magical flames were too bright and hot. She could feel the sweat break out on her face, feel the clenching of her stomach, the roiling wave of fear about to sweep over her. She spread her hands in front of her and leaned to the fire. The flames leaped up joyously to engulf her. She would have jerked back, but it seemed too late. The fire was too big. If I'm going to burn, she thought, I might as well do it all. She had forgotten to ask what would happen, if the flames would really burn, if they would kill her, and it was too late. "Gerd," she called silently. "Gerd, protector of the helpless." And it seemed to her that a stocky, powerful man held his hand between her and the flames. And her memory brought her another vision and other names. The High Lord. And the first man stepped back, and trumpets blew a fanfare, and in the fire itself a cup of pure silver, mirroring the fire.
"Take it," said a voice,
and she reached into the flames to find herself holding a cool cup full of icy liquid. "Drink," said the voice, and she drank. Flames roared around her, hot and cold together. She could feel them running along her arms and legs. A wild wind shook the flames, drums thundered in her feet. She thought of horses, of Sabin, of the wind steed, father of many foals. She rode the flames, leaping into darkness, into nowhere, and then across endless fields of flowers, and the flowers at last wrapping the flames in coolness, in sweet scents and breaths of mint and cinnamon and spring water. "Alianya," she thought at the end. "The Lady of Peace." Strange patron for a warrior. And kind laughter followed, and the touch of healing from the lady's herbs. Then she thought of them all together, or tried to, and the flames rose again like petals of crystal, many-colored, closing her off from that vision as the hall's colored windows from the sky. Higher they rose, and higher, and she walked through them wondering, until she saw in the distance an end. And recovered herself sitting on the cold hearth of the Quokken's house, with every bit of wood consumed to ash. The Quokken sat beside her, as she could feel in the darkness. She drew a long breath.
"Poxenarian."
He must have heard the breath, and been waiting for it. She had never heard him sound so tentative. "Yes." It was hard to speak. It was hard to think. She was not at all sure what had happened, or how long it had been. He sighed deeply.
"I was beginning to worry. I feared you might be lost when you did not return at once."
"I don't know where I was."
"I do not propose to suggest where you were. How are you?"
Pox tried to feel herself out. "Well, not burned up." The Quokken laughed.
"And not burned witless, either. That's something, I suppose. Let me get a light."
Without thinking, Pox lifted her hand. Light blossomed on her fingertip.
"Mother of trees!"
The Quokken sounded amazing.